From Sundress Media Productions, this is Spectrum 360. Welcome. Your Spectrum 360 host is Mark Skogman. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. and online anytime via podcast. Thank you for listening for the next hour. Spectrum 360 is progressive and features political talk and humor and also the arts and popular culture. Spectrum 360 starts right now. Let's get to work.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Any one of you who feels cynical, just consider where we have been.
You want the truth, you should seek it out for yourself. That's what they're afraid of, you.
This is information the world needs to know.
Ask not what your country can do for you. What you can do for your country.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Thank you. Bless you. This is the end of the meeting. It's the beginning of the movement. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
That's right, folks. Don't touch that dial.
Spectrum 360. From the tropical and beautiful Tampa Bay area in the state of Florida on the eastern coast of the Gulf of Mexico.
Got the sun on my shoulders and my toes in my sand, just dreaming, stitching.
This is the radio program Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 21st of April, 2014. Woo!
You have an incoming transmission.
Revolution will not be televised.
The voice of news information. This is Radio First Turner at 6.
The purpose of this program is to bring vital news, information.
And I'm your host, Mark Skogman.
You imbecile, you bloated idiot!
He is the most interesting man in the world.
You're so ugly, you could be a modern art masterpiece.
Okay. On Spectrum 360 in this edition, we have three focuses tonight. Focus one is going to be a remembrance. Focus two is the environment, especially as it relates to Earth Day. And focus three is political as it relates to the history of the 60s. Segment one, it is indeed a remembrance. We're going to have a brief remembering of yesterday, which was Easter in the Christian calendar. And then we're also going to take just a few minutes, probably about 3 to 4 minutes. And we are going to have a very short memorial service here on Spectrum 360, something we've never done before. This morning, today, which was Monday, the 21st of April, 2014, this morning, approximately 9 a.m., David Wagenvoord, also known as Downtown Dave, the owner of the Tantalk Radio Network and all three stations in the network, the owner of the station that I'm on right now and broadcasting this program on, he passed away. He died this morning, passed away this morning, today. We're going to have a short remembrance and memorial for Downtown Dave Wagenvoord, who is no longer with us as of today. That'll be brief, and then after that, we are going to talk about the documentary film Fierce Green Fire, and we'll have the film preview audio for you to listen to. I met Mark Kitchell last week, and I'll be talking about that. Also, after that, I'm going to be talking about another film that Mark Kitchell produced and directed, called Berkeley in the 60s, and we'll be talking about that. That's the first half of the program. In the second half of the program, we'll also preview the Blue Ocean Film Festival, which is coming to St. Petersburg. Fantastic. That's a great news, and it's going to be very, very cool. We'll be talking about that. And then also, we have coverage of Earth Day. Earth Day was conducted just 2 days ago, this last Saturday, 19 April 2014, in South Straub Park in St. Petersburg. We'll have comments by St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman and also State Representative Dwight Dudley. Comments regarding the environment that were done at Earth Day and their speeches. And we'll have some other things we'll throw in, too, occasionally on and off. That's the program. Next week, we'll have coverage of a rally and demonstration at State Representative Kathleen Peters' office. And then also, we'll have coverage, we'll have speeches from the fourth anniversary of the BP oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. There was an event this last Thursday, 17 April, and a number of elected officials spoke there, and we'll have coverage of that as well, and a lot of other things. That's all on next week's Spectrum 360. Okay, let's get right to our first segment, shall we? I think we should. Okay, yesterday was Sunday, 20 April 2014, and it was Easter Sunday in the Christian calendar. That is the day that Christ arose from the dead. I attended a Easter church service at Pasadena Community Church in Pasadena in St. Petersburg, and it was great. It's a beautiful church, very modern, contemporary building, and they've got a great organ there and a great choir, and it was just a great service. I really enjoyed that a lot. Celebrating the resurrection of Christ. So this is the remembrance. We're remembering one resurrection and one death. The resurrection is obviously Jesus Christ because, to my knowledge, no one else has done it, right? Anyway, it was a beautiful service, and I have just a brief segment of some Easter music for you. This is beautiful contemporary Christian music from the 70s, and it's very good, and it's something you really like to listen to because it's really nice contemporary music. Here's just a few seconds, well, actually more than just a few seconds, of the Easter song by the second chapter of Acts. Okay, that's our remembrance of the Easter Pass, which was yesterday, Sunday, the 20th of April, 2014. Great Easter. Now to the next section of our remembrance segment, and that is today, this morning, about 9 a.m., Dave Wagenvoord died. He passed away. He's no longer with us. Also known as Downtown Dave, he was the owner of the Tantalk Radio Network, all three stations, including the station that I'm broadcasting from right now, which is WTAN. And I want to give my condolences to Lola and to everyone else who misses Dave. I miss him as well. Dave was the owner here at the Tantalk Radio Network, all three stations. He owns the station I'm broadcasting on right now. He was in the radio business, from what I understand, for more than 50 years. He had tremendous experience in the radio business. I was looking forward to speaking with him more about my program in the radio business. I realize now I will not have that opportunity. But he was a man of, he was very smart. He was very intelligent. He had a lot of common sense as well as intelligence. And some people don't have both. You know what I mean? And he had a lot of business experience. He was a great guy. Funny, relaxed, laid back, great man. And he wrote a book called No Cash, No Problem. I have a copy of it here with me right now. It's a great book. It's about negotiating and bartering in terms of business transactions. There's a lot of wisdom in this book. It's a great book. I recommend it. I'm going to hold it up for the people that are watching on the webcam. This is Dave Wagenborn's book, No Cash, No Problem. There it is for people that are watching on the webcam. Great book. I highly recommend it to you. Get one of the books. You can get it online and read it. And you'll benefit from it. That's wisdom that Dave Wagenborn has available for us now that he's passed away in book form. So he was a great guy. And I was also a client of his, of course. This is a brokered station where he wholesales time to people who buy it to retail it. We buy the time for our programs here, and then we broadcast our own programs. So he was the vendor, I was the client, and I will miss him. He's a great guy. And I just wanted to take this time to remember his passing. And I want to just take about 1 minute for music and a little bit of reflection with music. This is Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. This is music I want played when I'm no longer here. And 1 minute of reflection and music for David Wagenborn. And there you have it. That's a 1 minute remembrance for music and reflection on the life of David Wagenborn. Yes. Now I want to, that was the sorrow. Now I want to express the joy. We always want to celebrate a person's life when they're no longer here, when they die, because they had a life. And some people don't get a long life or have 50 years in an industry, in a business where they get very experienced and very respected. And I just want to say that I think what Dave would want is he would want us to continue with the network, continue with the stations, continue with the programming. And I think he would say a couple of show business cliches. The show must go on. In this case, it's the radio program must go on. And break a leg. Let's do a program. So I want to play another song for Dave. And if he can hear this and if he's listening, I'm sure he's going to smile and laugh. And this is just a little bit of humor for David Wagenborn. Okay, that's for you, Dave. If you can hear that, I hope you're smiling and laughing. That was just kind of a light way to say goodbye to Dave. And, you know, there's a lot of religious programming on the Town Talk Radio Network, on the WTAN, especially Sunday mornings, of course. And there's a big Bible that sits in the studio. And since my program is primarily political talk, we don't read a lot of scripture on this program. But I want to take a moment just to read a brief passage in honor of Dave. And then we'll get to the environmental and politics coverage here. This is John 3:16 through 21, the Gospel of John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God. Dave Wagenford, rest in peace. Okay, on to the next segment. The next segment is environmental, and it is about the great environmental documentary film called A Fierce Green Fire, produced and directed by Mark Kitchell. I'm holding it up to the webcam now so people that are watching on the webcam can see the cover of the DVD. It's a great film. Mark Kitchell was in Pinellas County here at the Pinellas County Extension Office in Largo, and he gave a screening of the film, and then there was a discussion afterwards, and I was able to meet him and participate in the discussion. Great discussion, great guy, and great film. I bought it on the spot. I've also already seen it on pay-per-view. It's available, or has been. I'm not sure if it is right now or not, actually, but it has been available on pay-per-view on Bright House Networks in Pinellas County, and it's a great film. Fierce Green Fire is the name of it, and I have the film preview audio, so you can get a sense of what this film is like.
I carried a child for 9 months. Our little Julie was stillborn. The loss of our child may be a direct result to the chemicals. Please don't allow this to happen to anyone else before you get them out.
Raw sewage was going right down the Hudson River. Air pollution was growing just as fast as new automobiles were coming out.
The dams in the Grand Canyon, that was going to be a fight to the death.
They were going to get the water out of the river, all of it.
To these people, apparently, the balance of nature was something that was repealed as soon as man came on the scene.
If we do not save the environment, then whatever we do in civil right will be of no meaning, because then we will have the equality of extinction.
And all of a sudden, people said, wait a second, this is not how we have to live.
If I was to let the two EPA representatives come out the store, does anybody know what would happen to them?
There is environmental extremism. I don't think they'll be happy until the White House looks like a bird's nest.
The protesters were told not to block the trucks. They're now lying in the streets now, blocking one truck.
It wasn't just a matter of holding up signs saying stop killing the whales. No. Greenpeace wanted to get out there in front of the whaling boats and stop them.
They were reinventing civilization and did not know how, and I didn't either, but I figured we might find out.
How do you hold forests in common when every other force around you is trying to get you to privatize?
We are going to shed blood because of our land. We will. Our forefathers shed blood for our land.
Americans understood what was going on and what the danger was, but still nothing happening in Washington. Not a damn thing.
Global warming is the greatest single hoax ever perpetrated.
I don't know. Do we have to have a hurricane take out Miami and Shanghai to have everybody wake up? If it happened next year, it might be possible to still do that. What a hell of a way to run a planet.
Okay, that's the film preview audio for A Fierce Green Fire. Now, you don't have to buy it on pay-per-view or buy the DVD like it I did. Tomorrow, which is Earth Day, this is Tuesday, the 22nd of April, 2014, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, tune in to your local PBS station and the American Masters Series, and A Fierce Green Fire is being shown on PBS for free. Watch it. It's a great film. And you'll be very enlightened by it. It's a very interesting film. And it's basically, some people have described it as the history of the environmental movement. So there you have it. Great film, great director and producer, and very personable in person as well.
Don't go near the water. Don't you think it's sad? What's happened to the water? Our water's going bad. Oceans, rivers, lakes, and streams have all been touched by man. Poison floating out to sea now threatens life on land.
What do we demand?
Clean water!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we demand?
Clean water!
When do we want it?
Now!
Okay.
Okay. That's Frank Jacalone. He's the head of the local Sierra Club office here in St. Petersburg. And on Tuesday, the 18th of February, I was in Tallahassee with him and about 150 to 200 other people at the Florida Clean Water Declaration rally on the steps of the state capitol in Tallahassee. And that audio is from that day. It was a great rally. And there's been a lot of other great environmental rallies. And by the way, tomorrow, which is Tuesday, the 22nd of April, of course, which is Earth Day, on Earth Day, tomorrow at noon in Williams Park in St. Petersburg, right across from the headquarters of the Duke Energy building, there is going to be a rally. The rally is sponsored by the Sunshine State Clean Energy Coalition, and they're going to deliver a letter asking Duke Energy to deepen its investments in energy efficiency and solar power in Florida. Now, these are ongoing demonstrations. I've been in Williams Park covering these demonstrations from many organizations, including the Sunshine State for Clean Energy Coalition, Sierra Club, Greenpeace, you name it. Well, not literally, but they have been there. And we've been there many, many times already, probably 5 to 6 times at least. And we're going to have a number of speakers. I'm just going to briefly read them for you so you know who they are. Gulfport Mayor Sam Henderson, Largo Mayor Pat Girard, Safety Harbor Mayor Andy Steingold, St. Petersburg City Council members Carl Nurse and Darden Rice, Gulfport City Council members Michael Fridovich and Yolanda Roman, Safety Harbor Commissioner Andy Zadro, Largo Commissioner Jamie Robinson, and Seminole City Council member Patricia Plantamura. They're all speaking tomorrow about clean energy issues in William Park. Be there or be square. Okay, I want to cover, before the bottom of the hour in the break, where we go to network news and commercials, I want to also play another film preview audio, and that's for one other film that Mark Kitchell directed and produced, and that was actually, it's actually 25 years old now. It was done, or 24 years old. It was produced in 1990. It's a great film, great history of America in the 60s, and it's called Berkeley in the 60s. Here's the preview of that film.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Helicopter swooped over the whole campus, over all the students, and I thought, we're going to be shot at with the Viet Cong.
Yeah.
And that is the film preview audio from the film Berkeley in the 60s. It's a two-hour film, plus in the DVD version you have, actually, it was originally a three-hour film, and you have 1 hour of additional outtakes or deleted scenes from the film, so you could actually turn it into the original three-hour version if you care to, if you watch all the scenes that are on the DVD. Very informative, very interesting. It really demystifies the history of the Berkeley free speech movement and what happened at the University of California, Berkeley, in the 60s, starting in approximately, well, all the way into the 50s, actually, but from the early 60s, 63, 64, all the way to the end of the decade. Very interesting. It really demystifies it. I recommend that to you as well. It's another film by Mark Kitchell.
America was stunned on May 4th, 1970. State University. They said the students scared the guard, though the troops were battle dressed. Four martyrs earned the new degree, the Bachelor of Bullets. I know we're all fed up with useless wars and racial strife, but next time there's a riot, well, you best stay out of sight when there's a riot going on.
For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures. And we are all mortal.
Yes, that is the president, former president John Fitzgerald Kennedy. At the American University, he gave an address, and that's one of the most famous segments from that speech. I love the way he says, "We all breathe the same air," with that Massachusetts accent. But it's all true, isn't it? I'm holding up the DVD here for you to see. It's Berkeley in the 60s, so you can see it on the webcam if you're watching on the webcam. That's the box for the film. Berkeley in the 60s. We're coming back after the break, after network news and commercials, for more Spectrum 360, the Blue Ocean Film Festival, Rick Kreisman and Dwight Dudley.
ABC News Radio, I'm Melissa Rayberger. The U.S. is looking into whether a toxic chemical was deployed in areas of Syria that are controlled by rebel forces. White House spokesman Jay Carney.
We have indications of the use of a toxic industrial chemical, probably chlorine, in Syria this month, in an opposition-dominated village. We're examining allegations that the government was responsible.
The Boston Marathon winner says he didn't do it for himself. San Diego resident Meb Kevlesky.
This is beyond running. It's just for Boston, for the United States, and for the world. We are resilient. We never gave up.
NBC's Brian Williams is drawing the line with healthy desserts.
In news of potentially ruining a good thing, a new experiment from Häagen-Dazs, vegetable ice cream. It's being test marketed in Japan. And while we respect Japanese tastes and their food, which is beloved around the world, this is a purpose-defeating product if there ever was one.
This is NBC News Radio.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear that you might overpay. Last month, nearly 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Second, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com. Visit today.
This is the Rays Report.
After an off day Monday, the Rays are back at it at home on Tuesday at 9 and 10 on the year. The Rays are hoping to find more consistency offensively like this.
Masters. Here's the pitch, swung on and driven deep to left field, way back in, gone. Longoria might have even hit the C-ring with that monster shot. It's a two-run home run of the Rays, now lead it 4-0.
Evan Longoria and Will Myers went hitless on Sunday in a 5-1 12-inning loss to the Yankees, but exploded for 27 runs in the two games on Friday and Saturday. David Price on the hill on Tuesday as the Rays look to get back to 500. He'll be opposed by Kyle Gibson, airtime on the Rays Baseball Network at 6:30. With the Rays Report, I'm Neil Solons.
Catch the Rays all season on the Rays Baseball Network. For tickets, visit RaysBaseball.com.
And now, with the Only in America Minute, here's Bill Cochran.
They had a swimming pool. They had a Mercedes. They had a boat. They had a greenhouse. All while collecting between $300,000 and $375,000 in food stamps, housing assistance, Medicaid benefits. Two people in West Palm Beach. The woman was given 51 months in prison. The judge ordered her to give $283,000 back. The man, he was given $9,999 he has to give back. How'd they get all that money? How did they come about getting $377,000 over 51 months? That's only 2 years. Who missed it? Who missed that money? I don't know. The judge said it was ridiculous. But it's true, America. We have a lot of waste in our country. We have a lot of problems in our country. But there is a new direction in this country, if you want it that way. I'm speaking to you, the younger generation. I'm speaking to you, the people of America that want to see things really change for the better. We have the greatest country in the world. We have so many resources. We have so much more than we're told we have. Let's train these people up to be Americans. Like the Americans of yesterday, the Americans that brought this country to be so wonderful.
Catch the Only in America Minute weekdays at 9 and noon. And don't forget the Bill Cochran Show every Friday at 6 p.m.
You're listening to the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the radio program Spectrum 364, Monday, the 21st of April, 2014. I'm your host, Mark Skogman. Okay, on to the second half of the program. I want to give you a couple of reminders. Remember to listen to the Spectrum 360 podcast anytime online. Access the podcast. You go to www.tantalk1340.com. That's T-A-N-T-A-L-K. 1340.com. Click on podcasts and click on Spectrum 360. And also remember to like Spectrum 360 on Facebook. Go to www. Boy, that takes a long time to say three W's, doesn't it? www.facebook.com and search for Spectrum 360 radio program. Click on the like button. Okay. I want you to do that. I like those likes. Okay. On to the next segment. This segment is about the Blue Ocean Film Festival. This last week, I got news that St. Petersburg has a major, major new event coming to it this year. It's going to be on November 3rd through the 9th, 2014, in St. Petersburg. Exact locations to be determined. And what's happening is the Blue Ocean Film Festival is coming from Monterey, California, to St. Petersburg for the first time. And it may be housed here for multiple years, maybe permanently. We'll have to find out what happens. This is a great, great environmental film festival, Blue Ocean Film Festival. 150 environmental films will be screened at this festival. Did you hear what I said? 150 films over 6 days. That's about 25 a day. That's a lot of films. There are, what I understand, there's approximately 250 that are submitted, and they have to reduce that to 150 that are screened at the festival. And it's what I consider a rather major coup for the St. Petersburg and the Tampa Bay area in general to get this great Blue Ocean Film Festival coming to St. Petersburg. There was a lot of talk about it this last Saturday, 19 April, in South Straub Park in St. Petersburg, where Earth Day was held. There's a lot of vendors there. There were smart cars. There were antique electric cars. The Democratic Environmental Caucus of Florida was there. And full disclosure, notification of full disclosure, I am a member of the Democratic Environmental Caucus of Florida, the Suncoast chapter, which is the local chapter here in this area. And also there are other environmental organizations, Sierra Club, and there was Sustainability, St. Petersburg, Solar Energy Contractors. There was one of the new hybrid buses from Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority. They had that in the park. They were giving tours of the buses. Very nice buses, I have to say. And then a lot of other vendors were as well, some food vendors, and it was just great. And Blue Ocean, the film festival, had a booth and table there as well, and I got to meet the people that were there. Great, great film festival coming. I'm very excited about it. This is going to be just so excellent. So I want people to be aware of this and get ready to support this festival in a big way. We need to keep this here in St. Petersburg and benefit from the 150 films that are going to be screened. Here's a the film festival preview audio, so you can get a sense of what the festival is going to be like.
The Blue Ocean Film Festival showcases films from around the world, as a traditional film festival would, but there are also conservation panels, industry experts who discuss filmmaking and storytelling, and something new this year, Deep Blue, which is about ocean exploration. This is the Thank You Ocean Report.
We're a multidisciplined platform. I mean, we really are this coming together, whether you're a diver, you're an open water swimmer, you're a professional filmmaker, you're a marine scientist, or you're just someone from the general public who wants something fun to do for the weekend. We really do have this broad platform of things to do and come together with this one uniting theme of loving and appreciating and wanting to be good stewards of the ocean.
Debbie Kinder is the CEO and executive director of the Blue Ocean Film Festival. She says that this year's film festival is screening over 100 films.
We have everything from the re-release of Finding Nemo 3D from Disney and Pixar Studios, and their executives will be here, to young filmmakers who this is the first time they've perhaps picked up their camera.
And there are always big names who participate in the Blue Ocean Film Festival. This year, ocean icon Dr. Sylvia Earle will be delivering the keynote. And here are a couple of other names you'll find interesting.
We're very excited to have Prince Albert of Monaco, who is coming. He'll be on a panel and also giving a keynote. We have James Cameron, a very famous filmmaker as well as ocean explorer, who just set history this past year with returning to the Marianas Trench. We have Dr. Don Walsh, who was the only remaining person alive before James Cameron, who'd been to the Marianas Trench, who will be here. Both of them will be receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Having attended many film festivals over a number of years, there can be a tendency to show films that leave the viewer discouraged. But what I find interesting about the Blue Ocean Film Festival is that Debbie and her colleagues want us to leave empowered and inspired.
We know that we have the ability to solve problems, and I think that if we all feel empowered together, we can make differences. And it really is about not just learning something and feeling the doom and gloom. It is about, yes, we can make a difference, and the problems that we have, we can solve. And we just put our energy and our efforts together on this. And we want people to come and have a good time. We want people to be entertained. We want them to learn something important, take away momentum and inspiration that will help make their life, our planet, a better place to be.
The Blue Ocean Film Festival is held in Monterey, September 24th through the 30th. And my thanks to Debbie Kinder. And we here at Thank You Ocean are proud to be a supporting sponsor of the Blue Ocean Film Festival. Among the great films you'll see, we hope you'll watch for our PSA featuring Edward James Olmos. To learn more about the festival, you can visit blueoceanfilmfestival.org. And remember, the ocean takes care of us. Let's return the favor. To learn more, you can check us out at thankyouocean.org. I'm Jerry Kay.
Okay, that is the film festival preview from 2013. I want to make that clear. What they're describing was the 2013 festival. There isn't a an audio preview of the festival available yet this year, but it should be available soon, sometime between now and when the festival actually is conducted. So just be aware that that was describing the 2013 Blue Ocean Film Festival. And so that gives you a sense of what's going to be happening here in 2014 in St. Petersburg.
Clean water now.
You can't just wish and hope for something to come true. You have to make it happen.
So true, so true. Okay, on to our next segment. And this segment is a speech given by State Representative Dwight Dudley, who's a Pinellas County representative. He spoke at the Earth Day event in South Stroud Park in St. Petersburg just 2 days ago. On Saturday, the 19th of April, 2014. And he's been working in the legislature during the legislative session, which is still going on for about another 2 weeks. He's been working specifically on energy issues. And these are some comments that he had regarding the issues that he's working on in the state legislature.
Welcome. Yeah. Dudley, welcome. Yeah.
Thank you, Emmanuel. I am so appreciative of your work here organizing this Earth Day today. This is fantastic. We need this here in the Sunshine City, in the Sunshine State, because so many things are happening in Tallahassee that are not useful to advancing the cause of good energy policy in the state of Florida. And I don't want to be all doom and gloom, because I'm here to tell you that we, the people, are powerful. We have amazing power. We can change this thing. There's so much we can do. And we've seen that the legislature is not the good place to get help, because we've seen a long history of only supporting investor-owned utilities. That energy policies are only driven by the investor-owned utilities. And that's not who we need to be driving energy policy in this state. The people own this state, not the power companies. We own this state. This is our paradise. This is our gem. We need to preserve it. And we're working to do that. I could give you the long history, but I won't go there. I'll just take you down a brief history and say that in 1988, the PSC stopped the use of renewable power. They said a company that was using a cogeneration process was sued by the PSC, helped by the power companies, investor-owned utilities. And we have the decision in the state of Florida that if you sell any renewable power, you are considered a regulated utility. That is ridiculous. That today in Florida, the policy is that with my home, if I have a home with panels on it and I'm selling to my garage apartment, I'm considered a regulated utility. That is preposterous. So we need to change that, and we're working to do that thing. And you are with me. We are doing this together. We can only do this together. We are powerful together. The people are very powerful. Now, the power companies have spread around a lot of money, so people wonder, well, why is it so horrible in the Florida legislature? I don't know if there's a direct link, but $18 million have been spent in the last 10 years in contributions to legislators. So maybe some dots have to be connected there. $3 million just this session have been contributed to legislators. There's one utility lobbyist for every two legislators in the Florida legislature. So is the legislature a friendly place for good energy policy for the state of Florida? No, absolutely not. Recognizing this, we have a plan. And it's a wonderful plan, and it's an exciting plan. It's how things are getting done in the state of Florida. When we see a recalcitrant body like the Florida legislature as an obstacle to good things for the people. And that's what they are, sadly. So we have two constitutional amendments that we're going to be rolling out. Number one is to repeal this utility tax. The power companies in the state of Florida, investor-owned utilities, have an open checkbook. Too bad it's our checkbook. Too bad it's our wallet and pocketbook. And they can take as much money as they want for as long as they want with no end in sight. And that's exactly what they've done in our rate-paying region. We're up to about 3-point-something billion with a B dollars that have been taken. Progress destroyed. They destroyed their Crystal River 3 plant, and we are on the hook for 81% of that bill. How did that happen? We didn't touch that power plant. They did. They destroyed it, a multi-billion dollar asset. But this crazy law, this utility tax law, has us paying and paying and paying. And so when things go south down in FPL land, the people will be on the hook for that too. And we see just now there's a suit by Westinghouse for $500 million more on top of what we've already paid. So folks, you know we've got to change this. We can do this together. The other crucial bill, which will change the face of Florida forever in terms of energy policy, is deregulation of renewable power. It is a job creator, 30 to 50,000 jobs worth billions of dollars, savings for consumers, energy choice, energy independence, grid security. What else can we say? It's better than sliced bread and apple pie and motherhood. It's amazing. That's what we got to do. We got to make the change. And so we have a second constitutional amendment, and that is to deregulate renewable power. We can only do this together. Together, we are very powerful. Let's realize that power. Let's wake the sleeping giant. This is a huge interest. Let's go after it. Let's do it together. Thank you so much.
This is information the world needs to know.
Yes, it is. Now, next, our final segment on the program in terms of speeches is a speech at the same event at Earth Day on Saturday, the 19th of April, 2014, just 2 days ago in South Straub Park in St. Petersburg by St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman, who speaks about what has happened in St. Petersburg in the city in 2014 since he's become mayor in terms of the environment and green initiatives.
And we're only getting greener. In just the 100 or something days since I've taken office, I've created the position of the Director of Sustainability and Green Initiatives. We've moved forward with universal curbside recycling. We've unveiled a new solar and geothermal at our most popular pool. We held a workshop on sea level rise, and we continue to look for ways to be more efficient, to help the planet, and to save our to help our residents save money. We are the stewards of this Sunshine City, so it's our job to leave this place better off than we found it. And so I'm deeply appreciative of an event like this that helps to raise awareness and helps to support the Blue Ocean Film Festival, which we're so excited about. I want to encourage everyone that's here today to hang around, to visit the exhibits, and most of all, to enjoy the sunshine in one of our most beautiful parks. And I'd also like to read a special proclamation for today. Whereas the first Earth Day was nationally proclaimed in 1970 to raise public awareness of the need to protect the environment and to conserve resources. And whereas National Earth Day is now celebrated on April 22nd of each year in order to foster environmental awareness in our community. And whereas the city of St. Petersburg was enacted the first green city in the United States on May 16, 2008. And whereas all people, regardless of race, gender, income, or geography, have the right to a healthy, sustainable environment and economic growth. And whereas it is understood that the citizens of the global community must step forward and take action to create a green economy, to combat global challenges. And whereas a green economy can be achieved on the individual level through educational efforts, public policy, and consumer activism campaigns. And whereas the St. Petersburg Downtown Partnership is hosting its annual Earth Day Festival on April 19, 2014, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., with programs and events for the people of all ages. And whereas the Healing the Earth, Healing Ourselves Earth Day celebration at South Straw Park is an acknowledgement of our environment and its dependence on our careful stewardship. Now, therefore, I, Rick Kreisman, mayor of the great city of St. Petersburg, do hereby proclaim April 19th, 2014, Earth Day in St. Petersburg. And I encourage all residents, businesses, and institutions to celebrate the Earth on Earth Day and on every day, reflecting on the importance of a sustainable environment and economy. Thank you all so much for being here today.
St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman, and these are exclusives or near exclusives to Spectrum 360. There is very little media covering those speeches. I got them, and I got a lot of other things for you. We do a lot of exclusives on this program, and that's why you should listen to Spectrum 360.
Smiling, every mother with a baby crying in her arms, singing, give me help, give me strength, give a soul a night of fell asleep, give me love, give me peace. Don't you know these days you pay for everything?
And that's Bruce Springsteen with one of his latest songs, High Hopes. Love the lyric. I love that. I just love everything it does on that song. There's an interesting 30-minute making of video on Bright House Networks as well about Bruce Springsteen's latest project with Tom Morello and other people as well. Very interesting. Okay, that basically concludes the program. I want to just preview briefly what's going to be on the next Spectrum 360 in 1 week on the 28th of April on Monday. We're going to have coverage of the fourth anniversary of the BP oil leak. I call it a leak, not a spill, that was held on the St. Petersburg waterfront on Thursday, the 17th of April, that where Rick, David Jolly and also Rick Kreisman and Dwight Dudley spoke again, as well as other people. We'll have coverage of that. We'll also have coverage of a demonstration at State Representative Kathleen Peters' office, especially regarding health care and Medicaid expansion. Also, Rick Smith from the People's Budget Review will be on the program as well, and I'm very happy to welcome him to the program for the first time next week. And also, remember, the demonstration tomorrow, Williams Park, tomorrow at noon, the Sunshine State Clean Energy Coalition. We will see you next week.
At another time.
So goodbye and hello.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Okay. Good night. Spectrum 360 is produced by Sunburst Media Productions and originates from St. Petersburg, Florida. Executive producer, host, audio engineer, and senior reporter, Mark Skogman. Associate producer, Terry Weeks. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. for 1 hour and online anytime via podcast. To access the podcast, go to www.facebook.com/Spectrum360 Radio Program and click on the program link. Or go to www.tantalk1340.com, click on podcasts, and click on Spectrum 360. Thank you to all our listeners and supporters and the staff of Spectrum 360. Listen next week for another interesting, informative, and entertaining Spectrum 360 radio program.
That's all, folks.